Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the May 2011 Home Education Conference held in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
I just want to start out by saying I love homeschooling and the freedom and the flexibility that it gives our family. Since this talk isn't focused so much directly on homeschooling, but it is such a blessing. This is my family, and there's so much a part of me, I feel like you don't really know me unless you see my family. And somehow we became the parents of 10 children. We have no idea how that happened in some ways. And my children are amazing. Homeschooling really works. And I look at them and I think, wow, they are so much further ahead in their journey than my husband and I were at their age on so many levels. So I just want to show you them because I am not a perfect homeschool mom, and yet my children are turning out to be wonderful, and it's such a great blessing to see that. This picture is also a testimony of the tender mercies of the Lord, because we literally were chasing down the sun, and we missed it where we were first going, and we jumped in the car to go, and we didn't even know where we were going, and I told my husband, we were two different cars, I said, go this way, I see some light that way. And it was an ugly parking lot. We all jumped out of the car. We threw my camera on a tripod. We all stood there and set the timer. And this is the picture that I got. And I I kid you not, but that is my life. I do the best I can, and somehow Heavenly Father makes up the difference. And I have such a testimony of mercy in our life. Okay, so do any of you out there think that there are perfectly peaceful families? Do any of you see some families in church just think, yeah, there's some perfectly peaceful, they don't have any problems? I think I used to think that. But think about this, okay? We know that the only perfect person who lived on the earth was Jesus Christ. And we know that we will not become 100% perfected until we leave this world. So as long as anybody is not 100% perfect, you're going to have some little conflicts. And I think that's normal and to be somewhat expected. And on the other hand, we know that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and we know that Satan is the father of contention. So it's not an issue that we can just say, oh, no big deal, and, you know, boys will be boys or whatever. We have to face it. But at the same time, when things happen, don't feel so guilty. Just face it head on. I think that some people, when they look at homeschooling, they're afraid to even try it because they think, we're just going to be fighting each other. I've heard people say, I'll just kill my child, you know, if I were to homeschool. And they look at it as more chance for conflict, more chance to have situations arise. And it's a real concern because it's true that there's a lot of responsibility on our shoulders. You know, us moms are trying to feed our families, educate our families. We have more of a weight on us than the average mom. And our dads are trying to provide a living because, you know, we don't have two incomes. So there is a lot of pressure. So I understand all those challenges, and they're real. But at the same time, I truly believe it's an opportunity to be a better example, more good example time in the lives of your children. Okay. Have you ever heard that scripture, how children are humble, submissive, meek, and just thought, who are they talking about? This isn't my child. My husband and I were blessed with this also with our very first child. And we just would look, I just know, remember looking at each other going, and we look at her and we think, how can that be true? And I had some great experiences thanks to this first daughter of mine. She was extremely strong-willed and determined. And I just felt like I was a failure as a mother. She's probably 4 or 5 years old, and I just thought, I am a failure as a mother because I can't get her to do anything I want ever. And my brother mentioned a Fireside by Elder Jean R. Cook one day to me, how excellent it was. It was on cassette tape back then. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go get that, and I'm going to listen to it. And I began applying these principles right away, and I began seeing a difference after a couple of times of just trying these principles. And even my mother-in-law came over to visit one day, and she said, what have you done with Christine? She's so different. And I just said, well, I've just been trying these things. But anyway, not long after that time, we had an opportunity to go live in Germany. And we lived in Frankfurt, Germany. And it was planned to be about a year. Well, soon after we there, probably 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, Elder Jean R. Cook and his family were assigned to be in the area authority of Europe and Germany. And we happened to be in the ward where they would have the general authority. So his family came to my ward. So I was just in heaven to have this person who would change my life in a great way right there with me. So anyway, and of all the items that we brought other than our few little suitcases, we had a furnished apartment. Other than my scriptures, his book was the only book that I brought with me. So to me, it was like a miracle. The Heavenly Father just went, oh, here you go. I want you to learn more. And one day we had to drive a couple hours to a church activity. So we put his, decided, let's listen again. They're the kind of things you listen to over and over. We put him in the car and we drove to our church activity. We came back, and just as we came back, it finished. The last end of this long, very long Fireside was like 2 full cassette tapes. And again, my husband and I, the spirit was so strong in the car, and we just felt like this is right. We really need to recommit to the principles that he teaches. And I just remember, wow. So the next morning, we go to church, and guess who the 2 youth speakers are at church? Elder Cook's 14 and 12-year-old sons. They were the 2 youth speakers. And they got up there, and they both bore the most humble, sincere testimony I have ever heard of the Savior and of the gospel. And at that time, I knew Heavenly Father, he wasn't done impressing us. You need to follow what he says. This is vitally important. Right here, this is on my handout that is in the booklet, and it's also on my website, as well as that picture that I showed you at the top of my website. But this was the first principle on the handout, and this is mainly the only thing I really did differently, and it was so simple, yet so powerful. He says, pray fervently. Your children need to see prayer in action. Pray with them individually with all the energy of heart. Then they are in the Lord's hands. He will give you revelation. He will change the heart of a child or a student or someone else who is not responding. He can do that. You can't. All you can do in large measure is to help set up an environment where that can happen. And that's all I did. And honestly, the first time I prayed with my little girl, I had to hold her on my lap while she was kicking and trying to get away. So to me, it was a miracle, and it works. But I think it, and I do it with my older kids now too, when there's a problem. And if you just learn that one principle right there, you will see miracles in the lives of your family and your children. This is my daughter today. We just last month went out to her graduation. She graduated with honors from LDS Business College, and she goes next fall, she'll be starting at BYU in Provo. And she is, It is a privilege for me to even know this young woman. She is a light in the world. She has the most loving, outreaching heart. She reaches out to everyone. And people come, her friends write me letters, people I've never met, and they say, thank you for having this daughter because she's made such a difference in my life. So those strong-willed kids you have who cause some trouble or whatever, they can become amazing forces for good. And I suggest you do all you can to get them on the track while they're young, if possible. If they're older, it's not, never give up. It's never too late. In fact, while I was cleaning out my closet last week, I found a card that somebody had written to her. It wasn't to me, and it embodies what she is. She said to her, "I can't believe I became friends with somebody as amazing as you. You're strengthening my testimony every day. I would be very inconsiderate if I didn't tell you how much you mean to me. You have been such an inspiration to me. Your kindness to me has been overwhelming." You know, as a teenager and seeing girls, teen girls can be very unkind sometimes to each other. And she was such an unconditional, loving friend to these youth. And as a result, she pulled so many youth in our stake together and through those teenage years who I think some things might not have turned out quite as the same because of that unconditional love. I know that it would have been hard for me to do what some of the things that she did. Anyway, this is a quote by Elder Cook that I think is excellent. He says, "In most cases, children who have the Spirit of the Lord with them are alert and responsive to brothers and sisters and their parents. Rebellious, disobedient children do not have the Spirit. They look down at their feet, won't look you in the eye, and when you ask a question, they do not respond or do so reluctantly. I bear testimony that if we will teach our children to have the Spirit of the Lord, they will be responsive, not only to the Lord, but to their parents and brothers and sisters as well." Perhaps that is one of the final measures of the degree to which people have the Spirit. They're responsive to the Lord and to their fellow man. I also love this quote by Elder Cook. He says that the greatest gift that you can give your child is the ability to go to Heavenly Father and get an answer to prayer. And this is another thing that I did with my daughter often growing up. And this is great when your kids are small, to give them choices about little things like, should I play the piano, or should I take violin lessons? You know, those kind of things would come up. And I would say, you know what, why don't you go to Heavenly Father and ask Heavenly Father? And I still do this with my children. I think I was a little better with my first daughter sometimes because I was trying. But she would go, and I could see the look on her face when she would come out of her room was just this light expression. And I knew that the Lord had communicated to her what to do. And I think it's almost easier for children to sometimes feel the Spirit because they've been with Heavenly Father more recently, and they get answers to prayers, and you can trust them to do that. And another principle that he teaches is when issues arise, send your children to the Lord so that you have the conflict not between you and them, but it becomes between them and the Lord. I've done that so many times, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And this quote by Elder Cook, I don't have it up there, but he says, "Don't be too worried about the details of teaching. Be much more concerned about how to turn to the Lord and receive instruction from the true source. Knowing how to receive an answer from the true source of all wisdom, knowing how to receive an answer from God may be the greatest gift you could ever bequeath to your children. Some might say, well, I don't know how very well myself. That's all right. If you just have the desire to know more, and if you keep persisting, the Lord will bestow that knowledge upon you little by little until you feel more confident. I bear testimony to that truth. There's truly no greater work that we can be doing as mothers and as fathers than to be spending time with our children in our home education process, which feels so less than perfect compared to the formal structure we were used to. But I testify to you that it is the greatest work you will ever do. I've had so many experiences where I had people come and say things to me that would just boost me along the way. For example, when I had my when I was expecting my seventh child, I went to my high school class reunion. And I told you from the intro that my school was Northern California is very liberal. And being a mom was not an option, not even at church. And in fact, when I got engaged, two of my young women leaders both approached me separately and they said, you were the one that we thought was going to do great things with your life, and just kind of express their disappointment. And I thought, oh, that's so sad, because thankfully I had religion classes at BYU where the professors had taught very plainly the words of the prophets. And I knew that that wasn't true, but I felt sorry for them. But unfortunately, many of my classmates who didn't have that opportunity to maybe go to hear those classes that I did, they chose the career path, and a lot of them became medical doctors and so forth. And I went to my 15-year class reunion, and I was glad I didn't go to my 10, because by the 15, I think they were starting to finally realize, okay, my life is a little bit empty. And if I'd been to the 10, I don't think they'd been ready yet. But it was very interesting. They would come up and they'd say, this one friend who was now a lawyer, she owned a condo in San Francisco, she drove up in a Mercedes, and she came up and said to me, I think she hadn't been married yet, but she said, you're my hero. You know, you're what I want to be someday. And I just thought, you know, here I am. So it's been interesting how along the way Heavenly Father keeps giving me a little boost of encouragement. And Elder Cook, I testify back to his principles as the more closely our family has followed the principles that he teaches both on the CDs and in his book, which I highly recommend. You can see mine is completely falling apart. The closer, the more peace we've had in our home, the less contention, and it's truly been an amazing journey, for which I have a long way to go still with the one-year-old, but I'm so thankful for my family and for the wonderful blessings that they give us, and I leave these things with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
What was the name of that book?
Oh, Raising Up a Family to the Lord by Jean R. Cook. And he, by the way, had 8 children. Deseret Book still sells it. Yes, in fact, I had a non-member friends have ordered their CDs for me who've struggled with their kids from Deseret Book, and have been greatly blessed too, which is amazing because it's it's very temple and all kinds of church stuff in there.
College or high school? Like, did you do that?
She did that as college.
As college.
And she loved it. There are wonderful mentors at LDS Business College, and it wasn't what we had planned, but at the last minute, it worked out perfectly, and she absolutely loved it. She graduated with honors, and she was never my academic child. She was, like, social, and she was a good student as she was growing older, but she just never read books constantly like my other kids do now. So for her to go and get all A's, get into BYU, get scholarship money is a miracle. But that's what I was going to say when I drew a blank, was that what I've noticed with kids in my ward and my kids, is that when children have the spirit, they want to learn. they want to progress. They want to make something out of their life. And so that's why the principles that are on that handout, where he gives you tips to invite the Spirit in your home, which I don't have time to go over every one of those, but study those tips of bringing the Spirit into your home, because it really is a key to having your kids just find their mission and just become great forces for good and for their own success. Yes?
At what point did you decide you wanted to homeschool? Was it before any of your children, or I can't remember?
Yes. At what point did I decide to homeschool my children? It was in high school. I began reading the Book of Mormon. A speaker in church came one day and said, I promise you, if you read the Book of Mormon every day, you'll be able to solve all your problems. And the Spirit just said to me, that is true. And I did it. I started doing it. And I started to get straight A's in school. And at the same time as this was going on, I started having those little feelings in my heart, like, you're wasting time. You know, if you had your freedom, and I didn't know anybody homeschooled, but these were the thoughts in my mind. If you had your freedom to really focus on what you're interested in, you could really go, you know, accomplish a lot. And that's when I decided. It's never been anti-public school that I've done homeschooling. It's just more ideal for me, for my children. Yes?
Was it the praying for them?
Yes. The question is, after I found the CDs, what was the biggest thing that I did differently? And with my daughter, and I can honestly say, I mean, I already did the music. Like, he recommends music. I love music. We always play good music in my home on the piano, or you know, we have family. We were doing a lot of those things, but my parents had never done that with me. They had never got on their knees with me and wept with me, and I left that out. So thank you. I literally cried unto the Lord. With her on my lap, holding her, kicking the first time. The second time she was better. And I only did it two, maybe three times. And not me, but the Lord reached into her heart. And I was just an instrument. And I created the opportunity environment. But the Lord, and she has such a testimony of the Savior. It amazes me. And from the time she was, you know, quite young, after that and growing up, I would observe her in movies, you know, watching and just tearing up, and so I knew she had a testimony. But that's pretty much it. It was very simple, but it took tremendous humility. You know, I had to be humble, and I think that's sometimes our hardest part as a parent, is getting humbling ourselves, you know, down to the dust to reach into their heart. But it works. Any other questions? Thank you so much.
LDS Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.